This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all along. And good to talk to my long-lost friend, Anna, at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. She's back, y'all. Hey, Anna.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you back. And give us an update here on a Monday on precious metals prices. What's happening?
Gold is still up $4,600 some change, and silver is just around $70 per ounce, so things are still going well. People have been in here selling stuff and buying some things.
I like it. All right. And what are they buying? Like, what's popular right now?
Silver Eagles. We've had some 90% unsold and Silver Eagles. So people are just investing into silver. And people that came in to sell stuff, they've been selling gold and silver as well. There's a lot of scrap jewelry and things, so they just needed extra cash for bills or whatnot, and we've helped them out.
Very good. Tell folks how to find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. You can also find us on Facebook or on our website, mobilebaycoins.com.
Hey, thanks, Anna.
You're welcome.
All right, Anna checking in. And from there, let me say hello to our friend and state senator. And, well, he hadn't been on in a while, but for a while there, he'd come on with me a good bit. It's State Senator Arthur Orr. Good to talk to you. We have Senator on?
Yes.
There we are. Senator, thanks for coming on. It's been too long, although I thought about you the other day, about 2 weeks ago, took the boy up to Space and Rocket Center, and it's a cool thing to have there in your backyard. I'll just say that. I mean, we got a battleship, but I give you some shout out there. That's pretty cool. We spent like 4 hours at the center.
Great. Well, it's certainly growing, just like the battleship is. We've made some significant investments in both, and you know that helps when you're getting boats for that help. We got a northern effort with the Space and Rocket Center and the southern one with the battleship. And the battleship's really getting into the education space, which is good to explain to our kids, you know, how important our country is and how special it is and the history of it. And it's certainly commend the Battleship Commission for taking that on.
Very good. It's the two ends of the state that hold the whole rest of the state together. I'm just saying.
North Alabama. We know that.
We're going to get quoted on that, but it's all right. You've had some great quotes on this show. This is the obviously big subject right now, but I want to point out, and because no one listens to a prophet in their own time, right? I like to give shout outs where they're due. Back in 2021, you were talking about these things called flock cameras these days. You were talking about it, and didn't seem like a lot of people wanted to listen.
No, they didn't. And, it struck me when I found out where it was happening, you know, across the country, and we had done nothing here in Alabama, the idea that the government could just be recording your movements any given day or night, and there's no limitation on it. There was nothing. It was just the wild, wild west here in Alabama. And, you know, in other words, law enforcement officers could access the database to find out about, you know, it was my wife. What's my wife doing all day? Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious. And
yep.
Tracking movements. Or my friend, my golf buddy, is he having an affair? Let's see. If he, where's
goes
his during
car?
His work day. Yeah, and so anyway, the mischief was there. No restrictions on how long they could keep the database, you know, the access, et cetera. The list is long. And so, you know, tried to do something back then. People really weren't interested. Finally, cut a deal with ALDOT, since they control the rights of ways. And I would call it a bare minimum, Sean, just trying to put some parameters around the usage and around the timetables, et cetera. And now that the public has awakened, would love to go back and revisit this issue in a very strong way and see where our legislative colleagues are, and do they want to try to eliminate them, or do they want to have at least some very tight parameters around the usage and whether you need to get a warrant to access the database after a a given time. We don't want to impede, you know, kidnappings or fleeing criminals that, you know, all that's on the spur of the moment. You don't have time to get a warrant. But for other types of investigations, you require the judge to say, okay, yes, for that, you know, to solve that case or whatever, or investigate this suspect. Yeah, you can go back into to the system and see what was going on 3 or 4 months ago, where your suspect in that vehicle was traveling. So all that to say, we can do a much better job than LDOT did in the regulations, again, 5, 6 years ago, which was a bare basics and minimum. But I'm ready to move forward and really tighten the screws big time on this particular usage.
Yeah, that's why it's important for you to talk about this, because if we didn't have somebody talking about it, they could, as a state, go, oh yeah, we got policy on that. And to butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers that don't have time, they're like, okay, a state's got policies on it, and just move on and not realize it's pretty, I use a technical term here, loosey-goosey.
Yes, for sure. And again, my thinking was 5 years ago to get the best deal you could get, but at least get something on the books. But you referenced, Sean, about the books being state policy, and that's not very strong. You know, policies can be changed, policies have to be enforced, et cetera. And we need something in the code of Alabama that gives some real protections for, you know, to protect the liberties of Alabamians. And this is an important issue to bring forward in the next legislative session.
And we'll come back to how it could be used or misused from law enforcement or folks that work with law enforcement. But you early on, back in 2021, too, had another part of this, and this is not being discussed today, but it was the idea that, you know, so Flock, this is a private company, y'all, and they're putting this on public land, right away, airspace, those places. And early on, their ideas were commercial, right? They were wanting to say,
correct,
they would be like, see your tag and then feed you an ad depending on the geolocation of where your vehicle was?
Correct. And so the idea that we would allow them to use state right-of-ways, and the thinking was at the time that they would, for the commercial pursuits and the selling ads, et cetera, to passing motorists, that would be the way the money would then go to the law enforcement agent, pay for the law enforcement usage. So the law enforcement would get it for free, but that would be, I say free in air quotes, mm-hmm, that would be paid for by the money being made on the commercial sales of advertising by the camera installers or the camera companies that wanted to use the state right-of-ways to do this.
They were trying to do that down here. Yeah, it was like an exchange, and you know, the municipality back then was saying, oh, it's not going to cost us anything. Yeah, that was always the sell. We don't need any additional taxpayer dollars to do this, which made me go, I'm worried about that. I didn't know it at the breadth you did back then, but I was like, that worry, why would they do that? And now we know why.
Why do we want to give a private company the ability to snoop on people and know their movements and this, that, and the other, using government resources, and by that I mean the rights of way, government land to do it. Now, presumably they could buy private property and set up a camera on the private property and focus it in on passing motorists on public rights of way. But this is, you know, certainly where they want to use the public right of way and commercialize the usage thereof. Not a good thing in my mind.
What do you think it looks like when y'all get back into session? This is, you know, here it is August, second half of August. Got a long way before session. Have you talked to fellow senators? You talked to folks over in the House? Are you going to get some support from other people?
I think so, if the people will keep the pressure on. You know, when I tried to stir it up 5 years ago and say, our liberties are at stake here, we need to make sure we're putting some hard and fast laws or regulate, you know, not regulation, but laws about the, you know, the usage, et cetera, and some requirements. Nobody was interested much in the legislature. So I hope that your listeners in the South, the listeners in the North, people in the middle, they'll let their legislators know, this is something I want addressed. And I don't trust the government having a bunch of information without some kind of controls on the usage thereof, and some serious penalties, Sean, if it's abused.
Yeah.
You know, we've got just cops are human, and because they're human, you'll have some bad actors among the lot of them. And if they misuse this information, they need to be held accountable. And I mean strongly. And, you know, just an easy choice. Don't do it.
Yeah,
Use it for your drinking buddy to snoop on somebody.
Well, and I always think about the other side of it, too, that somebody who knows somebody who has access to these, right, could push them, whether through payment or blackmail or anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
that's,
you know, a third party says, yeah, hey, can you check on this?
Exactly. And then, you know, a lot of this is done by a third party, you know, where companies, Flock Company and others, you know, they're operating the system. They're holding the database. The law enforcement folks are just accessing the database held by another private contractor. Well, same goes for them. We're not going to let them snoop on people, again, using our rights of ways to turn around and you know, just snoop at will without these statutory controls on them.
Do you think the pushback, and this will be a good segue into our closing conversation, because you and I both have dealt with pushback when talking about the ABC. Do you think the pushback is going to be, oh, well, Senator Orr, he doesn't, yeah, he wants to not give law enforcement all the tools they need to do their job?
No, and that's where I said earlier, you know, we'll see where the legislature is. My sense is you'll have a few that want to ban them, but by and large, most of the legislature will coalesce around some kind of tighter controls and tighter accountability if we're going to continue using them. And that's my sense of where most members will be. I'm fine either way, but I also have learned don't try to push a square peg through a round hole kind of thing and see, you know, because they all represent their particular districts. They're hearing from their constituents. And again, my sense is we don't want to not use this good technology, but dang it, we really need to control it, because, you know, yeah, I've been overseas in countries, Sean, where they, you know, they morph into facial recognition systems.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a situation in Alabama where, you know, the law enforcement was using facial IDs, using AI facial IDs, and then going out and making arrests on that information. And it was wrong. It was bogus.
Yeah.
AI miscalculated who the individual was, and it was impacting, quite frankly, those with darker complexions.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, I was able to get a bill through several years ago that stopped the use of that. But technology is good, but we really need to make sure it's used for proper purposes and we have the proper controls on it before we just go willy-nilly down the technology road and don't think about our liberties and our freedoms that could be compromised with an overabundance of technology.
You think here in the year that we're talking about Flock cameras and AI and all that, the state of Alabama should still be in the, seven, I can't even do math here, the very old, heavy-handedness with the alcohol business, like we're just coming out of prohibition, you know, with having state stores competing with private stores?
What do you think I'm going to say, Sean? We've talked about this. You know, I appreciate you bringing it up. And, hey, I think, you know, certainly to hear from the Tuberville camp indirectly that they are very interested in looking at the privatization argument, because, as you and I have discussed, if we were setting up state government today, where in the world would we set up, you know, a whole system that competes with the private sector in the sale of alcohol? In other words, we don't have government-controlled pharmacies, and those are controlled substances. Are we, you know, why don't we, and those are certainly more dangerous, perhaps, than liquor And so are we going to start setting up government pharmacies to compete against mom and pop and Walgreens and the rest of them because it's a controlled substance? Heck no, we're not. But, you know, we're going to, allow this vestige from the prohibition day, post-prohibition days, as you mentioned, and allow it to keep on. And that's nuts because this is the system we know. Well, so many states have gotten away from it and moved on. And, it's the 21st century. This is another one we can move on from.
Let's get with it. All right. Senator, as always, a pleasure. And hopefully it won't be so long before we get you back on the show.
Hey, thank you, and you have a good fall.
All right, you too.
Cool there, weather's coming.
You keep saying that. Y'all get it first up there. It'll get here eventually. There you go, State Senator Arthur Orr, and we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile.